Andrea, we can just call ourselves to order?
Yep, 5:30.
Or Jessica, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Chairperson Arnie Nussbaum. Vice Chairperson Rick Lucky.
Here.
Committee Member Arsenio Calle. Committee Member Lynn Dillinger.
Here.
Committee Member Art Gallo.
Here.
Committee Member Nancy Greenberg.
Here.
Committee Member Bob Osborne.
Here.
Committee Member Jim Van Clunen.
Here.
Committee Member James Kennedy.
Here.
Thank you. So let's please stand for an invocation. I'd like to take a moment of silence. Considering this past weekend was Veterans Weekend and everything, let's remember our veterans, our active duty folks, and our first responders for everything they do to this for this nation and keeping it great and safe. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Nice stuff. Do we have any agenda changes?
No.
Okay. First off, I want to say something right now. Arnie's not here. He had a procedure, so he's going to be absent today. It was local and everything, but the anesthesia has kind of put him under, so he said, better not show up right now. He did send a nice long message. If you think there's anything important in it there, I'll let you, if you'd like to cover any of that, Chris, because
no,
he...
No, thank you. Nothing pertains to this meeting as much as it does to special events, which you gave us just some input.
Very good. Okay. Okay, item 100 we're not using, and item 200 not being used. We're down to public input. Do we have any public input? Hearing none, we will move on. We'll go to number 300, which is our approving of last meeting's minutes. Do we have any addendums, corrections, additions, etc.?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have one minor correction.
Mr. Gallo.
To the minutes. I believe it's section, because I don't have them in front of me, but it's section 600, where the notes mentioned, they have mentioned that, I can't remember the words in there, but I talked about lacrosse, but it wasn't just lacrosse, it was a lacrosse a rebound wall. I asked about, you know, the status of that, and Chris had responded that we hadn't forgot about it. I think you're just looking for a place to put it.
Correct.
And, thank you. Yeah, Committee Member Gallo inquired about a location for lacrosse. That should say a location for lacrosse rebound wall. And it's also a soccer rebound wall, tennis, anybody that has a ball could use it.
Noted. Thank you.
Any other corrections, additions?
Thanks, Jim.
Or deletions? Is there a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
And I second it.
Barrio.
Okay.
Committee Member Dillinger?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Lucky?
Aye.
Committee Member Osborne?
Aye.
Committee Member Greenberg?
Aye.
Committee Member Kennedy?
Aye.
Committee Member Gallo?
Aye.
Committee Member Van Clunen?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes for Tuesday, August 7th are approved. Public hearing agenda 400 were not used. We're down to our regular agenda, item 500. So, Chris, we have that one here, which is Parks and Recreation Department requests the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee discuss the new playground and park improvements in Winding Hollow Park.
Thank you, Rick, and good evening, everyone. I'll just give a brief recap of this park project that was part of our ultimate park improvement plan citywide that was approved in 2016. And You know, we currently have this project underway, and we also have an RFP out for three other playgrounds to be improved as well. And so the Winding Hollow project has been a good project. We have probably 85% completion on the project right now. And we have chosen to do some additional improvements on the site. Originally, it was going to be just to replace the playground, the mulch, replace a sidewalk, paint the pavilion, do some sod and landscaping. We've since, as we visited the site as a project team, decided that we would make some additional improvements, which would include replacing all the sidewalks and the driveway apron, restriping the parking lot, adding additional landscaping, clearing debris, removing posts, adding bollards. So a lot of those things, and we did some additional painting at the pavilion and replacing the entry sign as well. So with that, it has put us, it required additional time, all right? And so what I did is provided you a couple of pictures in the agenda item that, as you can see, the colorful playground, the orange and green, and it's tangerine, actually, and it's a really nice playground. The Homeowners Association, Mr. Rodick, we've talked out there. He's met us on site, and he's really pleased with that. It's a good improvement for the community, for that neighborhood, and we anticipate that you know, some of the sod work has been done, not all of it, but there's some concrete. There's a series of steps that has to be taken in order for it to be a successful project, and that's what we're waiting on right now. So we've put some sod in. We've got some sidewalks to do next. We've got some finish work in the parking lot, and we got some landscaping in the front that won't be done until after sidewalks are done and entry walkways. And the ramp going into the playground as well. So it's coming along. I anticipate that we could be done with this project by the end of the year. And that's realistic, and meaning the third week in December, okay? And so I'm happy that we've got a good team working on it. We've got a lot of city personnel helping out. Our public works department's done a great job in clearing some of that and lifting the trees as requested by the police department for safety. We've done a great job cleaning up in the back area some of the debris that was just naturally done through storms and just, you know, trees fall and palms fall. And so we've done a lot to clean up the park and that area and the woods, and it looks really nice. We've created a nice slope, lifted the playground a little because it was a wet area in the past. And so those little improvements that we've made throughout the project, I think, are going to yield some good benefits for the users down the road. So if you have any questions, but I'd be glad to answer them. But I think all the other information is included in your packet.
Really, it looks good. Really looks good. Any comments from committee?
My only comment is I ride through there every once in a while, and it looks brand new. I mean, it looks like a totally different park. Nice. So it's very, very nice. If you guys have a chance, there's a cut through Winding Hollow. You can kind of cut through and make it through.
Okay. Back to the other side.
Yeah, and so we cut through there all the time, and it looks fantastic. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, if no other comments, we'll move to 501, I'm sorry. I moved too fast. Parks and Recreation Department requests the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee discuss final design of Trotwood Family Pavilion. Oh, I didn't want to miss that one at all.
Nice. No, you definitely didn't want to miss that one. Okay, this is another similar project in that it was in our 2016 approved master plan for our parks. This is the last element of that park that was on that master plan that is to complete that park as it goes. We did decide we're going to replace that playground also, so that'll be part of it at the beginning of next year. But this family pavilion is on site now. As you've been by there, there's a construction fence around there. It looks really nice. It's clean. It's safe. And the construction bid is out right now, and what comes back to the city at the end of this month, the 22nd of this month, it comes back, and or the 21st or something like that, and then it goes to the commission for final approval or to award the bid on December 10th. Okay, so that's the order of just some of the necessary paperwork. We're excited about that because that contractor will then come in and build the pavilion, if you will. He'll do the footers, he'll do the concrete pad, he will do the wrapping of the poles, the decorative wrapping of the poles, put electric into the seat walls, which are on the perimeter. He will stamp the concrete and do the entire pad as well. And then he will also be in charge of doing the roof as well, the interior and the exterior of the roof. And that whole process will probably take 3 months to do that process, at least. That's quick. If it goes into 3 months, we'll be very thankful for that. But we're going to do it right. And we've got a good project manager on our team that has done a very good job of getting the bid out. So we're looking for that. In conjunction with that, this is something that I would ask this board to help with, okay, in conjunction with that project. I'm looking for some ideas about landscaping around the pond, okay? We want to do some improvements around the pond, so there's going to be a walkway that comes from the pavilion, goes out towards the lake. And if you're looking at the pond, you're going to be able to see the whole pond this way. And we have a sidewalk that goes around the left side of it, but it stops at the entrance of the park. Questions I ask this board, and I'd love for you all to consider this and give recommendations, give suggestions. You know, do we continue that sidewalk all the way around the pond? You know, do we create a walkway around the it would be the north side of the pond? We're going to have a platform that comes off of the pavilion, straight off of it, and it's going to have a platform to overlook the water, and it will have some type of landscaping and maybe some boulders or rocks or plants or to complement some of those trees that are already there. There's trees planted around the pond already, and depending on the water level, if it's a cypress tree or what type of tree it is, it could be in the water or it could be out of the water. And so we're considering something along those pond edges, shoreline combination, sidewalks, benches, okay, all those things to consider. And so I'm looking for suggestions from this board and if you all want to send me email pictures or anything you see that you think would look really nice, or if you've experienced a park that has nice walkways, then we're good. We'd like to consider that. You know, we want to replace the lighting. We want to replace the benches. We want to do all the things necessary to make those improvements in conjunction with the new pavilion going up. So we will be doing those things, and those are the little things, the little details that make a difference in looking at a project and saying, wow, this looks really good. You know, and that's what Kevin wants to do. He's got a good eye for that, and every time we've done things like that, we're really proud of what it looks like afterwards, and that's what we want to do for not only that park, but that's the one where those two are the current ones that we're working on right now. So I would ask that you all consider that and look for ways to, you know, make those improvements, okay?
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Do you have any idea, like, what the distance is around the lake if a walkway was put totally around it as opposed to just halfway around?
It would be... It's between a quarter mile and a half mile, but it's not much. It's not more than a half mile.
Okay,
it's not significant. And it depends on which way you go and how you make that loop up there, but it's very just over a quarter mile and not even to a half.
Well, the only reason I'm asking is because when I lived in Miami at Baptist Hospital, they had a gorgeous lake. And they had a walkway around it, and people would go out there, mm-hmm. and they would walk, and knowing that it's a half a mile or a quarter of a mile.
Post it saying, you know, this is every lap is quarter mile or something like that.
Right.
And I think that would be really well utilized. I think people would walk there. It would be safe. It wouldn't be on the streets or. Right. So that's why I was sort of.
Absolutely. Happy. Yeah, we would definitely. People like to know how far they're walking. I did. I went to a park in Volusia County over the weekend and I looked at this beautiful pond. It's called Boschman Park. I don't know if any have been to it. But it was a half mile. It was a half mile walk around this beautiful body of water, nice walkways, a couple benches along the way, and they had the mile markers that said a quarter mile, half mile. It even told you right from the beginning when you came in, it was a nice park. So we will do that.
Like the Sam Smith Park type thing. The Sam Smith Park.
Yeah.
Except for Baptist had ducks, too.
Yeah. Yep. Ducks are popular. Ducks are popular.
Can you get ducks?
We can get.
Okay.
Chris, I don't remember how high the water gets over there. Like, does it have to be a sidewalk? Could it be like part sidewalk, part little boardwalk? Because I don't, you know, it is a retention pond, and we do have hurricanes.
Sidewalk would be outside of the high water marks. In fact, it would be up on the flat land. It wouldn't be on the slope. There's too much of a slope down. The water line is about a foot and a half higher than it is now, okay? Mm-hmm. That's their normal water line. It's already, we're already recessing probably 12 inches right now, maybe 14 from where the high water mark was in beginning of August. I think it was this where we had the high water mark. So we would want to put it, again, I'm open for suggestion, but I think planning wise, you think you want to put it on the top of that as flat as you can get it. Because there's a lot of challenges when you get down into water and trying to do retaining walls and stuff.
I don't think there's a fountain in the middle of that.
There's not. No.
That might be a suggestion.
Yeah. And there's different restrictions on what they classify as drainage water, as a pond, as runoff water. So South St. John's Water Management District, we have to deal with them as well.
Okay. And are you going to... I have a comment on the passive area. Did we pass that?
No, that's at the end. That's coming up.
Okay.
One comment. I still have a ITMS person I pick up at that circle three or four times a week. Are you talking about a path that would be additional to the sidewalk on the left-hand side where the paved road is, the cut-through road? It would be separate from the sidewalk on the left-hand side.
If you're standing in that circle and the pond is on your left and that sidewalk that goes around there, that would be part of it.
A part of
that would be
circle.
Part of it.
I got
that would be part. That would be the half of the circle, and then the other side doesn't have anything. That's what we're considering. Do we make it something?
That around. That's
because there is a side. Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of space in between the sidewalk and the Okay.
Right, and there's ways you can sort of create a sidewalk out by the road, and then just have a little. Extension coming in and connect, and so a lot of different options. But the other thing with was there any other comments on that?
Chris, I had a question for you. I was over there on Sunday and kind of peeked through the fence, and I see the pilings, and they kind of have a lodge look to them.
A log look, that's correct.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. It's going to look like a lodge in some respects, is kind of the feel I got. Mm-hmm. But cypress trees, which you have over there now, would be a perfect, I think.
Anything with shade.
Match with not only the water level but also with the look of the pavilion.
Right, and that's sort of where we're going with the Trotwood Park theme, if you will. With all that, we've considered that Trotwood would have a mountain aspen mountain theme look with those type of trees, the log cabin, the log cabin feel, if you would, in a log cabin pavilion. We're looking at the rocks and the boulders, so you're looking at like at mountains and have some different shapes and sizes. So that's a consideration because we want to create a theme a little bit so we can bring people into that atmosphere and they feel like they're getting.
And Chris, also at one time there was a pretty good population of bass in that lake. Mm-hmm. Over about a 4-week period, I watched a gentleman clean it out. I was wondering if there's any consideration to stocking it.
Not at this time. When we had a fishing event out there one time, we did stock it with some catfish, and it had some natural habitat of some small bass and brim. We had the FWC biologist come out and look at that, and he said that probably wouldn't be the best body of water for bass to inhabit. It's more for brim, it's more for bluegill, and it's more for catfish. So that's why we chose not to spend the money to stock that one.
Okay.
And we do have a fishing program at Central Winds Park now for our kids. And that's been really successful. So we're going to look at that one first as part of the fishing program.
When they build the pavilion, are they going to be doing a lot of excavation?
No.
I was thinking any excavation, they could make some nice little mounds around the lake then.
Yeah,
for a little...
yeah. Not a lot of excavation going on. There's just enough. In fact, the pad is probably, you know, going to be your four to six inches up from the where it is now. We want it to stay dry.
Okay. Any other comments? Moving on then, now to 502. Parks and Recreation Department requests the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee discuss 2019 community events calendar.
In memory of Arnie, he wanted to be here for this.
Yeah.
Because Arnie says that our city events, as Arnie says, our city events are the best.
Absolutely.
We have the best community events in Central Florida. And unlike most of the cities, ours are done at cost neutrality, which is true. Melissa does a great job in trying to recover all of our costs, and we do that without spending any tax dollars. So, as this is submitted in your packet, this is a calendar that goes over our traditional 2019 events. We haven't added anything to it. We have stayed with this calendar, with the Highland Games being our kickoff event. It's going to stay. It always is the third weekend in January. We go to our traditional recreation programs of Father and Daughter Dance, our Babe Ruth opening day. And then we have one of our four city seasonal events in Explore Outdoors. Traditionally, that one says to be determined on the date, but we're going to keep that at the Winter Springs Town Center. There are some things coming up in the distant future, we don't know when, that could affect city events, but we'll make whatever necessary adjustments we have. One of them being there's a city parking lot going in across from the town center, you know, where General Public House is, in that area between Tree Swallow and the end, if you're going south on Tuscaloosa, there's going to be a parking lot there, and that's going to service all the town center businesses that need parking over there. And we'll also use it for city events as well. So that takes a little bit of that green space over there, but it's going to be a really nicely designed city parking lot. And we'll make the adjustments. We like the town center right now, so right now we're just going to keep that. So just so you know, if you see TBD on that, it's because we weren't sure at the time when we were planning this what we were going to do, and we decided that we're going to keep things at the town center until further notice. Traditional July 4th event, as you see there, the traditional Oktoberfest, Arttoberfest, which was a success this year, always that third weekend in October. We go back to our hometown harvest, which we had this weekend, and thank you all for coming out. And those that I saw at our events, it's great to see you all, and That was one of our best events in the 17 years I've been here. It was one of the best events we had. We had 62 vendors at that event this time, I think they had a great time. There was a lot of people, great entertainment. The decorations were great. Hayride was fun. I mean, so we did a lot for that event. Really pleased. Melissa did a great job planning for that.
In spite of the wind.
Yeah, in spite of the wind, and Mike as well planning that, and a lot of our teams. It wasn't just our department either.
Yeah.
You know, it's when we do these events, it's a city event. It means that Public Works was involved with road closures and setting up signs and barricades the day before, and the police, they're doing closing roads down, and they're keeping people safe during the event and even post-event for hours after the event. So you know, it's a contribution of all of our city departments. And when you go internally, people are making flyers as well. It's our RIS department, you know, and our graphics. We're sending things out. We had 6,000 people like us on Facebook or were interested in going to this event. And so that's good. You know, our media person, Brooke, is doing a good job there. She took a lot of nice pictures. And then, of course, our Veterans Day, you know, was yesterday. Was it yesterday? Sunday.
It
was Sunday, and it was a great, great event there. Simple tribute to our veterans and their families, and so it was a really nice event there. It'll still stay on November 11th, whatever day that falls on, and then our Winter Wonderland, you know, will be the first Saturday in December, and this year we're getting ready to, it's getting ready to come in less than 3 weeks. We'll be ready for that one again, and
boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, it's a busy fall for us, so we do a lot in the fall. But this is your community events calendar. It's going to go to the commission for informational purposes on December 10th. But we don't see any reason why there should be any issues with this. It works well for us. And so if there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Anything? I had one question. It goes back to the parking lot, though. Are we doing an amphitheater still, or is that falling off the...
I don't know what the status is on that. I can't speak to that. I know that the plans were done a year or 2 years ago. The plans are there. The design is there. It's up to the commission what their direction is on that. So, don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you, any time I get any updates, I'll let you know.
Is that... The amphitheater, wasn't there something to be put up in the grass area behind the fountain?
That's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's called the amphitheater. It's called Magnolia Amphitheater.
Okay, how about the one on the other plan in Central Winds, you know, down where the 4th of July is and all that? Wasn't there another plan?
That's correct. That one's almost done. That is done. I'll give you an update on that one next meeting. I'll show you all the pictures of it. We're actually doing some landscaping right now, so we're doing the finishing touches on that. It will be ready for the Highland Games. That project will be done by the second week in December, and it'll be ready for that January 19th event.
All right.
Nice. And it looks really good.
Nice.
Yeah, it looks really good. It's a nice stage. And they're going to love it for all their bands.
Okay.
I'll bring pictures of that. I'll make a note to do that for next meeting.
Excellent. Any other comments on 502?
Well, I'm hesitating to bring something up because I know I'm a very small minority. I'm just curious, and I think I've actually mentioned this in private to Chris before, but would it ever be possible to maybe consider getting a very large menorah? And ever doing a lighting of a menorah when you do the lighting of the Christmas tree? I'm not sure if there's funds that are ever available to do something like that, or even a spot, because I know where we always go for the lighting of the Christmas tree. I was just sort of like throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Good point.
I know that we're a small minority, and I know, that it would just sort of be nice.
Yeah, I would have to look into that. That's the first time I've been asked that. So I know you did mention something a while back.
Yeah, it was a long one.
But I can look into it.
Okay, I can send you two links if you want.
Sure. Anything you want to send me, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you certainly can bring up this stuff on your reports when we get to that too.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was supposed to be public input or no. So
reports.
We're starting to do something that shouldn't be done, so we're gonna talk that later.
Okay.
503. Anything else on 502?
No.
Okay, 503. Parks and Recreation Department requests the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee discuss park improvements at Central Winds Park passive area.
Okay, and Art, we'll let you give your input as soon as let me give a brief overview of this project, okay? So I'm really excited about this project. This is going to be a great project, okay? And I'm going to, just for the sake of, this is my project plan that I've started, okay? And just because this will give you, allow me about 20 seconds to read just the scope of services, okay? Because that will help everyone understand the project, so I don't have to go into each detail. To clean up Central Winds Park, we're going to replace sheds, move dumpsters, wrap electrical boxes, clear out new parking areas, pave and stripe new parking areas, plant new landscaping, add adjacent rocks or boulders, clear out debris, trim trees, build new parks compound, add material storage bins, create service road, drainage improvements, add security gates, create new signage, add new bleacher storage area, relocate Scottish Highlands storage container, replace pavilion roofs with new metal roofs, wrap pavilion poles, pressure wash playground surfacing, and reseal the PIP poured in place, add mulch and sand in the playground, and remove the wooden fence.
Overhaul. That's a lot.
And I'll get that done before March.
Which year?
Maybe not. Okay, so I tell you all that because I'm excited to do all those things. So we went back there and we rode the site several times and identified all those projects, all those things. And what we want to do is we want to just clean it up a little bit. Okay, it's a working park. We work in there a lot to service our guests, if you will. And our Babe Ruth has a shed there. Our Grizzlies have a shed because they store materials in there. They've got people constantly going in and out of there, getting supplies out, driving cars there, parking cars, loading, unloading. We've got a couple hundred kids out there, you know, playing soccer, a couple hundred kids out there playing football and cheerleading, all that going on at the same time. And then you've got families coming back there every night and every weekend using the pavilions for celebrations and for gatherings and using the playgrounds as it should be. That's what a park's for. Okay, but it gets worn out. It gets worn out. So this is our time to give a little, you know, TLC to the park. And we're going to do that. And systematically, we've made a plan that we're going to try to address, you know, step-by-step process to make the improvements, to clean it up a little bit so it doesn't, so it looks like a, you know, we want it to look like an open park where it's just really nice and green grass and but yet functional too, because we have to make sure that there's places for people to park when they use the playground or the pavilions, and it doesn't flood out their event when water comes rushing through the pavilion or something like that. So that's the general overview of the back passive area cleanup. Okay, and because the fields look great, the fields are beautiful. Yeah. We put a lot of time and money into those fields, and they look really nice. I mean, they're really some of the best practice fields and game fields that I've seen in Central Florida, and so we want to just pay a little bit of attention to some of the other areas that, you know, deal with signs and, you know, deal with parking areas and deal with fences, and they deal with, you know, some of that other stuff that we need. So I'm excited about it. So I tried to give you all these pictures, and really where it set it up there, when I gave you those pictures of, say, that fence, you know, and area, is that that's going to be a striped, paved parking area now, okay? Uh-huh. The light pole, when I showed you the light pole, is just that we're going to replace that with a black cast iron, aluminum, black aluminum, poles, anodized. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Anodized aluminum, that is really nice. And we've done that with two of our parks already. For our smaller light fixtures, we replaced them with LED, and they look really nice. But these are, you know, these are your 25 and 35 foot poles that we're going to do that as well. And then you can see some of the other areas where there's piles of like clay and sand and stuff. That's what we work out of that. We do that for all the ball fields, but we're gonna make an area back, further back away from the pavilions, that's a working compound that'll have the rock and the sand and the clay, and it'll have nice big storage bins and a paved area where we can dump it, go in, get it, and drive it up to the fields and be a nice, you know, somewhat hidden. It'll be, you know, fenced off. And it'll have some screen around it, so it's not just out in the open. And then that center island—I don't know if you've been that back in there. That center island's got a lot of trees up there, and the mulch in the center of it. It just gets a little mucky because there's not a lot of sunlight that gets through there. So we're going to clear out some of those trees and try to let a little bit of sunlight in there, clear out that muck area because it just needs to be cleaned out. And put some other type of surfacing on there and curb. Put curb around the inside of it and do some curb and sidewalk on the outside of it for parking. Just stabilize the areas. Start to do that with all of our parking areas. Really looks nice, and there's, you know, there's some good arguments that say it's less maintenance, you know, and less traffic problems, less accidents and things of that nature too. So we're going to do that. And then the shed, of course, was just showing you that, you know, we have some sheds that probably are 10 years old, 12 years old, 15 years old. Need to be. We clean them. We pressure wash them regularly. Every 3 to 6 months, we're pressure washing them. But they still get beat up. So that's the overview on the back project. And we're starting it right now. We've already started it. And hopefully that we'll just keep going on it. And I'd really like to get it done early part of next year. Any questions?
I have one question. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Art and then James.
Did I hear you say before at a meeting before that you were considering putting a bathroom on that side of Central Winds Park?
We had submitted a request for a recreation trails grant for a trailhead, okay, which was approved, and we have 3 or 4 years to before the contracts, you know, spend to design it and get it built. And that is on the choices and learning side of the park. Mm-hmm. Okay, that where that parking lot is. Mm-hmm. The suggested location is right there next to that parking lot because it makes sense that people park and use the trailhead restroom and go on the trail.
Right.
So the idea is to probably have it somewhere in that side of the park, okay? And we're going to, at the same time when we do it, we're going to redo that whole parking lot, and that'll all be paved as well. Mm-hmm. So that was something that was suggested. Nothing's been really concreted in at all. No plans have been designed. It's just been included as part of our master plan for the park.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Art?
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate you explaining what your plan is, and it sounds very good, Chris. Just hard to tell from the pictures. I will say, for some odd reason, I can't explain to myself that that's probably one of my favorite areas of all Central Winds down in there. And especially the area in the middle under the trees, you know, it's beautiful in there. And I couldn't tell from looking at the pictures what was going to happen there. And I was hoping it wasn't, you're going to tear down all the trees there and
No.
Because I'm hoping, you know, my advice would be, and the committee can speak up here, was to keep it as natural as you can, clean it up, and be careful. I know you've got an arborist on staff, you know, to how many trees and which trees you choose to cut down, because it's really pretty down in there.
Yeah, just so you know, we are going to try to keep everything back there as natural as possible. We like that part of the park. That's one of the things, because the other parts are sports fields, you know. So that is our preservation area, our nature trail. That is our open back passive area where it's supposed to be quiet and serene and the woods. And, you know, it is that way, and we will keep it that way. The middle is designed to thin out the trees, not bring them down, okay, to thin out the trees so that some sunlight can come in. We did lose 2 trees in that area during the hurricane, which there's still stumps there. That's what we're talking about, removing that stuff more, not removing full trees, but thinning out the so that some sunlight can come through.
I knew you weren't going to do a bad thing.
Right? No, we like trees. Yeah, we like trees. Us parks guys like trees.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Really good, good, good. Any other comments on item 503? Okay, down to 600 reports. Now, this is where Chris wants us to go through, and if we have anything else that we want to comment on and add in at this time, this is where we do it, and we just come on, start down the line, and if you have something, that's where you bring it up. If you don't, then you just say, hey, nothing this month.
Yeah, exactly. So. Just want to hear from you. So
we'll start over there with James.
Nothing to report.
Okay,
thank you.
My next. So, as you know, I'm a fairly avid cyclist, and I've been thinking lately that wouldn't it be nice if Winter Springs hosted some kind of annual ride? There's several resources that you can go on the internet and find where different cities. Mount Dora just held their ride. They've been doing it for 44 years. They had about 1,500 cyclists this year. I don't know exactly. I haven't drilled down into the economic impact for the city and whatever. But it's a ride like that. Here in Winter Springs, we have a cycling group called Winter Springs Cycling. John DeZumba, Peter Tellup, I don't know if any of you are familiar with those names. They are the group leaders. I've reached out to them.
They own the bike shop down there?
No, Peter's like an author. He's also a UCF professor. John is, I'm not sure exactly what he does. Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Cycling.
But, you know, we have the resources. I haven't done the group ride in a while, but the group ride that they do out of the Winter Springs center there at Publix, it's a 55-mile ride. It's on Saturdays. It encompasses most of what's pretty in Seminole County. It rides through Geneva, Oviedo, Chiliota, all the way down to UCF and then back. I was thinking, and I have some other resources. I just need to get your email so I can send you some of these links. But it could be a one-day event. We could have that event in conjunction with something else, either some kind of memorial or something like that, or some kind of fundraising. But we could do a 100-mile ride, a 50-mile ride. If you go on and look at some of the bicycling festivals in Florida, you'll see kind of the line of how they do that packet pickup and an expo and stuff.
How does the city, what's the city involvement? Because you're already riding now, so what would be the difference?
It would be an annual Winter Springs event. It would be something that you could add to that as you could bring in like an expo. Most half marathons, marathons, races, they'll do like an expo on the opening day, like a packet pickup. And so you could have vendors come in,
stuff like that.
And so you can come pick the packet pickup. You could add, you know, we could get local people. Most cyclists like beer. I mean, just as much as water. So
before or after the ride?
Depends on some of my friends. But there's local breweries here, Red Cypress, Hourglass, that are in Seminole County that maybe we could do.
Sponsors coming in.
A lot of sponsors. And, you know, Seminole County, we are a green county, and I like to think that we're also an active community. And it was just something I'd like to bring to the table.
Great.
You know, something that I would love to help with. I think isn't there a bicycle or pedestrian committee?
Advisory board, yeah. BPAC.
that maybe I should reach out to them. But it's just something I thought I would bring to see, you know, explore it, figure out, you know, is that something
I'll give you my I'll give you my email, just pull out a card, and you can send me that information to start with, and we'll start that conversation.
Okay.
Thank you. Is that it? Okay.
When is that?
I think it's a good idea. Okay. I have two reports that I'd like to make.
Go ahead, Art.
Okay, they're pretty simple. This election, like everybody, I get in the mail a lot of postcards with all the candidates and what they're going to do. And then in a couple of them, there was improve Winter Springs parks or something like that. So I probably read it negatively, but what I said, well, what's wrong with them? I guess I should have read it. Yeah, well, we could always improve because that's kind of your motto. So anyway, I said, okay. I went out, being retired now, I can do this. So I made a point to go visit every one of our 11 parks all over Winter Springs. And I have to tell you, Chris, that they really look good. I mean, what was there was clean, the grass was cut. Sam Smith Memorial Park, that's fantastic.
Over the top, man.
Yeah, that's really over the top. And what you're doing over there in Winding Hollow, because that was under construction, that's going to be like another Sam Smith, except without the lake probably. But they're looking good. I mean, there was just minor things that I saw. It was like mulch, you know, under swings.
Right.
Some sidewalks up at Tarcasso, but then I think you're going to have construction and fix some things up there. But again, mulch under the swings, you know, where the kids are always playing, and when they come down the slides, they push the mulch away. Right. And I know, I think, because I ran into the construction guy, he said they put in 12 inches of mulch. So I think in some of these parks, like Fruitwood, I think, or Tarcasso, Trotwood, they don't have that 12-inch layer down in there. But that was about the major thing that I saw. Now, could we, as budgets get better, could we do more at the park? Sure, we could. Like at Ranchlands and probably Fruitwood and some of the other smaller parks, maybe we can discuss at some point putting more things for the kids to play in. But I really wanted to see for myself the conditions at that time, you know, and if there was something wrong, you know, and that I'd bring it to the board. But I didn't see anything major, quite frankly. So I wanted to comment on it at the board and press a Bravo Zulu to you and your team out there in the city of Winter Springs. The park, it's beautiful. I'm proud to be.
Thank you,
Winter Springs resident.
Yeah, and thank you for your comment about the mulch. We already did order mulch, all right, since we talked, since you mentioned that to me a little while ago. We've ordered the mulch, and we order a lot of it, and we put it down in certain spots. We don't put the 12 inches, just so you know, is required for depending on the height of the drop. This is a safety surfacing. So because we have a 96-inch slide at Winding Hollow, that's required. That 12 inches is required on that. So if it's a lower slide, it doesn't require as much. And none of our other sites are that. They all require the 8 inches right now. But we'll be doing different types of surfacing. Our hopes is that we go away from the mulch and we go into this poured-in-place rubber surfacing. And with that, you don't need as much because it's got different components for safety. So, but go ahead.
Yeah, that was so, the first one? So basically, I went out to visit him because I was concerned, because I know that if anybody brings anything to the attention of you pay attention and we'll take action on it. So I wanted to see for myself. So I wanted to at least report back to the committee here what I saw. I think the intention of what I read in those postcards was, hey, let's improve. We can even make it better. And I don't think anybody would disagree with that. And I think in the future, if we could take some of those smaller parks and maybe do something else, the community would like that.
We do. We're looking at them, and we try to balance that with what the residents want as well, especially those neighborhood ones.
Okay. My second issue is pickleball. I happen to run
I'm
into
with you.
Go ahead, Art. We got a whole discussion about pickleball, right, Rick?
Right.
Okay. It's a coincidence because I was going to my lacrosse practice there, and I ran into people playing pickleball, and anyway, I was talking to the people, because I know Rick brought it up a long time ago, and we got it painted in there, and it's pretty popular. Yeah, it is. But the person I happened to run into wanted to bring tournaments and do all kinds of things here. So I said, well, I happen to be on the advisory board. I will mention it, but better yet, why don't you have your fearless leader come in and talk to us here? And make, you know, and make a pitch. So anyway, my moral to this story is that there's some interest to bring in tournaments for pickleball because it seems like it's pretty popular. So.
It is popular, and thank you for bringing that up. We have talked with those people that play at Trotwood and that are part of a club, the leaders of the club here. There's a club in Oviedo as well. And they have interleague play, and they hope that we would give them another court at the tennis site at Trotwood. But because of the tennis players that have requested us not to do that, we're going to share that facility for now as dual services for both. It's a trend. It's a very growing trend, and we're aware of it. And I'm not sure Trotwood is the site to build pickleball courts. I think that if you want to look at some different locations in the city that you might say, hey, you know, let's build a pickleball court. Well, where would that be? I don't know where that is right now. And again, anything that we do, we want the We want to hear from people. We want to hear what they want. We want to hear that they're residents and they're looking for that, and it's going to serve the residents. So we're open to that. But thank you for bringing that up. And we have been talking to them, and I think we've been offering a really good level of service out there to the users that are currently out there, and there's a lot.
Yeah, they were having a good time, and yeah. I just suggested that
Come
in and talk about it. So.
Yep. Just like people want to come in and they want to build a skate park and they want to do pickleball
or
and they want to do
wall.
Or a lot of things, Art. That's right.
Or anything like that.
Anything.
Cheap, you know.
Anything. We can do anything. All right. Thank you, Art.
Yes, sir.
I don't have anything to add to that one. I was going to talk pickleball, and that was
I think that's a good
That was a coincidence.
That's a good one. Yes, sir.
I just want to say that the speed limit signs and the pavement markings at the senior center have raised some awareness, and I think they were a really good idea. And I don't notice any more
good
flagrant problems like I saw before.
Good. We're getting ready to shine up the floors over there at the senior center.
Okay, good.
You're noticing that. I don't want to take her thunder. She might mention that.
You've already mentioned it.
I agree. Chris, you guys do a great job. The parks look great. The events are really, really outstanding. We do the whole city does a really good job on events. I agree that, and I was going to talk a little bit about more programming, and that programming might include cycling or pickleball or that type of thing in terms of how the city helps facilitate the leagues. I don't know how they do it. The county does it down at Redbud Lake Park, but I'm not sure that there's a lot of adult participation in programming there. We do a phenomenal job with our kids. I think we do a good job with our seniors, but there's a gap there, I think, that we may want to look at with some of these active adults that are looking, and especially as you have more families move here that are in the millennials. I mean, they're looking for that. My second comment then is about our trail, the Seminole Trail. And I think you were talking about the cycling and how the safety and a coordinated event that's an annual event. But there's a portion of Seminole Trail, and I'm pretty sure it's in Winter Springs, that's not been completed.
Right.
I'd like to know, do we have any knowledge about that, why it hasn't been completed, when it's going to be completed, what we can do to get it completed?
Right.
Are you talking about the section there?
There's one little section right
where
there,
the budget tree
quarry.
Is? Mm-hmm. So that's called, we call it Carrier Bike is the Strava segment, because some people, you know, have to get off your bike and carry your bike.
Yeah.
What I've heard, because I've gone to a couple of those subcommittee meetings, is that the land, they're having an issue with CSX and the crossings, but the land has supposedly been sold or borrowed for a dollar, and they're going to wrap around. Chris, you probably know more than that. So
you're on, though. That's good.
That's
all part of it.
Heard.
So what happened is that the land in front of Lair and in that section wasn't city land, was state land, was Bart's land, and so we had to do a couple of trades with land, and that took a period of 3 years to do trade lands and to get onto the Senate, onto the governor's agenda, and then the sale of land, and then a lot of stuff happened, okay? And then CSX got involved because there's another issue with land swapping, okay? So purchase land swapping. It's all worked out now, but that whole process was that 3 to 4 to 5, it was a long time when it first started. So I think it's all worked out. Okay, that's the last I've heard, is at least it's worked out now that all the deeds are done as far as signed and agreed upon and everything, and now it was awaiting the governor's signature, okay, which was supposed to have happened in September, okay, and I don't know about it, whether it did or not, I can't speak to that exactly, but I'll give you an update on it next time when I find out. But that I've been involved with a little bit of the conversations, and at least it's moving forward now. And we're not any part of a holdup. Winter Springs has already done their part. We're ready to go. Seminole County has actually done their part as well, and they're ready to go. And all the landowners and CSX, and everyone's done their part now, so it's ready to move forward, is my understanding of that. So I'll give you an update on that.
Yeah, so nice when that's done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So nice.
I'm sure they want it done, too.
Well, there's another gap between the end of Big Tree Park and Lake Mary that they're trying to work out as well, because that section, if you've ever ridden it, it's sidewalk, and it's super sketchy. I mean,
they're wide sidewalks, but you're still...
It's sketchy.
You're right there by the side of the road. And
I know they're going to do something with that, because Brian said he was going to make sure that happened. Can I answer... Were you done?
I am.
I wanted to answer one of your questions or address at least one of your concerns about adult programming, okay? I think it's a very good point. I think it's something that we always want to look at. Do we do balanced programming, you know, and do we provide enough for our youth, and do we provide enough for our seniors, and what do we do for our middle, you know, active adults, which are the ones that go to work, and they're looking for that evening programs, okay? So we do have a few recreation programs, you know, and we have some sports programs that are that are offered for those adults, meaning we have adult softball, we have adult frisbee, we have adult soccer, you know, so we have some balanced recreation sports programs. And we had the martial arts at one time for adults. That's since gone. We had some yoga. We had some fitness classes also. Just some moderately, not a lot of people there. So, but what we do is, as the parks, we don't have the personnel, so we contract out through local providers. Okay, and when they partner up with us, provided that we don't have a lot of facilities to do them in. First off, because we have the senior center and the civic center are the only two facilities that we have that are good for programming or for classes in the evenings. And so we do offer them on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at the civic center. Fridays and Saturdays we keep open for facility rentals and weddings and birthday parties and things like that. So but we will always look to try to have balanced programming, because I go to our senior center. We do a knockout job at the senior center. There's, you know, 25 plus programs that we do for our seniors all day long, from 9 to 3 every day, 5 days a week. And our youth sports, knockout, home run again, you know, because we have all the traditional sports and we have thousands of kids in our programs. But those are independent contractors that are sports providers. You know, it's not us as people that are city employees. They're the providers for us. We partner up with those youth sports soccer groups and baseball and basketball and football groups to provide that sport, because we think they're traditional sports, and it's working. It's a good business model for us, and it seems to be working good. So
if you're asking about where you could locate pickleball courts, because Trotwood handles a need, but it's a growing group. So, and why wouldn't we consider Central Winds?
Central Winds is about packed. It's about grown out. I don't know that there's a lot of spots without taking some of the natural beauty out of that park. And then to consider parking as well, you know, because Central Winds is the central park for the city. Everyone wants to do things at Central Winds Park. And so... But it is somewhat built out in that we have sports fields and we have a dog park and we have, you know, basketball courts and the pavilions. And so we have a lot of different things at the park. I'm not sure that's the park either, but I'm not saying it isn't either. I'm just saying that in any park you have to consider not only the residents and who lives around that park, but the parking availability for those numbers of people that are going to come, restroom facilities, lights, and so forth. What's the day and time of the activity? And then if that impacts anything as an overlap or something. So it certainly is something as we plan things, to look at all those considerations.
Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome.
Okay, so you've touched on it, because you know I had a friend who questioned the exercise room and the flooring, And so you're going to be waxing and fixing that? So
stripping and waxing the floor at the senior center is what she's referring to. It's what we do every other year there, and it's just part of the process to make it shine, and we haven't done it in years. And we're at the last stage of it. We're planning on doing it in October. It's going to be done in November. It will make a huge improvement. The floors are done and swept. They're dry mopped every day. Yeah, our staff cleans there over there. I'm real stickler about cleanliness, so we dry mop them. But there's people that walk in there every day as well. And so, you know, it's.
And so my question was, though, actually, yeah. Why? What is the purpose of, why couldn't it be wet mopped? You wet mop twice a week. What is the big deal if it was wet mopped every day as opposed to dry mopped and wet mopped twice a week? I didn't know, you know, like if that made a big difference, just wetting the mop and maybe picking up some more of the.
The reason we don't wet mop is frequently is because we pick up the dirt more with the dry. Okay. The dry mop picks up the dirt and cleans the dirt. If we just go ahead and wet mop, we actually sometimes
spread
dirt. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. So as you think it's the other, but it's not really. We've got to get the dirt up before we do it. And even when we do wet mop those twice a week, we dry mop before it.
I know, it's like vacuuming and then mopping.
It really is.
I do it.
Isn't that a simple example? Because I don't want to sweep dirt when we mop. It slings everything into the walls, and that's the thing I can't stand.
You're right.
So thank you for bringing that up.
Mopped.
It's gonna look nice.
And shined.
Yeah, we want it clean.
Okay, and then of course I did bring up at the wrong time about the looking into possibly a menorah during the winter.
Fine. Yep, we got that. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
And other than that, I mean, I love our events. I think we do a fabulous job. And I will say that between the Oktoberfest and the Harvest
Hometown Harvest event, yeah,
I will say that even with the wind, I would take the Hometown Harvest because the weather was just gorgeous.
Nice.
As opposed to how hot it was for the Oktoberfest. So. Yeah.
Hometown Harvest was well
beautiful.
Done. Well done.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
And so many people.
A lot of people.
A lot.
It was a lot of people.
It was amazing.
I am going to just make a comment. I've worked in several cities, mm-hmm. and that when you get into the religious expressions, and most cities today have determined that nativity scenes, menorahs, are not appropriate in public places, whether right or wrong, and that a holiday tree is more of a traditional holiday decoration. I don't agree with
no,
that.
I will
but I'm
tell
just
you something
giving
funny.
You some feedback in other cities.
I've always had this discussion with my husband mm-hmm. because he also says that the tree itself doesn't really represent Christmas. But my comment is you don't ever have a lit up tree during any other time of year other than at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's a symbol. I mean, trust me, I'm not offended. It doesn't matter because I go to the lighting of the tree anyway. It was just something I was throwing out there because I'm going to have a menorah in my house regardless.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if it doesn't happen, I love winter springs just as much as I loved it with or without it. So, but I hear you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Any last-minute reports while we're thinking of it?
Public input.
I counted 30 public turtles, input. At least 30 turtles, in that lake at Troutwood. Over
nice.
There by the
That's good. Thing. Healthy. Healthy.
Good.
I couldn't believe they were all in there.
So any last-minute public inputs from anyone?
See,
nothing heard? Then this meeting is adjourned.
Next meeting
is. I got to look at my calendar for that.
Too. I'll tell you.
February something.
If I'm appointed again.
November.
Yeah. December. I got to get appointed again.
February 5th, 2019.
Interesting.
February
5th. February 5th, 2019.
February 5th. 2019. And we stand adjourned.
Okie doke.